maybe if something hot comes up, you'll see more research in this substance. There's a fair number of people out there.
It's funny because when you look in the phase one unit where I spend a lot of my time, I think one of the hottest areas right now is development of new HER2 therapies, novel HER2 antibody drug conjugates, novel HER2 bispecifics that hit the HER2 receptor in two different epitopes to really grab on to the HER2 receptor. We've seen some beautiful data, you know, the antibody drug conjugates, the DS8201 showing some really beautiful disease response and control with breast cancer, as well as some gastric cancer and colon cancer.
And those were like IHC 1 and 2 plus.
And even, yes, even in the low response. So what we've been trying to do is tell folks to actually look at IHC who have the ability to get those patients to the clinical trials, because the 1 plus and 2 plus patients are having potential treatment options now. And we even have HER2 CAR-T that is open at our center too. The way that it works is that the CAR-T is actually, it creates an Fc receptor binder. And so what you do is you infuse the cells, but you use trastuzumab infusions to turn on. So what happens is the CAR-T only binds to the tumor when the antibody is infused. The CAR-T hits the Fc portion of the trastuzumab, and the trastuzumab hits the tumor cell. So when the trastuzumab's not present, the CAR-T just sort of floats around waiting for the antibody infusion to come.
So you're doing that?
Yeah.
So you seen any responses?
So there's only a handful of patients on trial. The first patient was a breast cancer patient who it may have been a little too late in her disease course to show the response. And actually, we just lymphodepleted our first HER2 positive colon cancer patient. So she should be infused with her cells probably in about 2 weeks.
And you get the cytokine release, neurologic stuff, same thing?
With the patient that we treated, no. The idea is that you shouldn't, because the CAR is only activated at the time that you infuse the trastuzumab. So super exciting technology.